One, two, three.
Texas rolls!
Thank you.
It's the Little Thing Tech Show, and that's a fact. If you don't like the cast, you can stick it up your ass. There ain't no fuddy-duddies that are linking bad. For the stream link, go direct to DLTS.org. And the IC channel is LinuxTech.net. Bound Tech Show. Just sit right there, cause the cast is just about to begin.
Oh, look at that.
Hello,
see?
Hello.
I did it just for you guys.
You know what today is, guys? This is episode 333.
Halfway to 666.
All right. And everybody, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to me. Whatever you say, Dave.
Yep. All
right. What'd you say there, Dave?
Frickin' Wi-Fi.
How you doing, Joel?
Hello?
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas, Pat? Dave. Merry Christmas,
Dave.
Joel.
Dave, what'd you say there?
Well, got a conference.
Somebody's phone's ringing.
Somebody.
Dave, you still there?
I think he's having difficulties.
Where did you put this music file, Pat?
In the music folder in my home directory.
There we go.
There you go.
I don't know what the hell she wanted. Cause she
gotta have some Christmas music, man. It's Christmas, you know?
I hear you.
She knows I'm on the show at this time.
Who's that?
My wife.
She needs you to go out and get some groceries.
No, she's finishing Christmas shopping.
She's out with the other Joel. He's got like this.
No, I told her I needed
12-inch pecker.
Right.
Thanks, Dan.
He looks like.
What the hell are you talking about, man?
I'm talking about the other Joel.
In my mind, and you're like talking about saying, bring that out.
He looks like David Hasselhoff.
Really.
Except he's got no teeth.
Let's see if I'm moving to another room, if that'll improve things. I think I've got a conflict with the nearby neighbor in the Wi-Fi.
Time to switch channels on that puppy.
Yeah.
You guys get all your shopping done? You ready to roll into the new year, man, or what?
Yeah. I got my daughter's gifts right here. I gotta put some music on it.
More clips, huh?
No, fuses.
Nice.
You know, I had a friend who, well, C4 told me that Best Buy had, trying to think.
Waiting for the punchline. Waiting for it.
Ba-dum-bum.
Ba-dum-dum-dum-dum. No,
today.
Wait. No, the fuse. Best Buy had the fuse, a 4 gig. No, it was a 6 gig fuse, on sale for $39. And it should still be on sale, I think, at that price. New, $39. So that's a pretty good price on the fuse. But no, my one of my friends at work was asking about. He wanted to get an MP3 player for his sister. And she uses Mac, and he didn't want to get an iPod, and he was looking at the clip, and I was just saying to myself, you know, I freaking love my clip. I like it better than the fuse, but now I'm like stuck.
You love your clip?
Yeah. What? Is that you, Dave Yates?
Yeah.
All right,
I love
back. It. You like what?
I love this story.
I love the clip. Clip. I love the clip, even though I slammed it in the car door. I want it back. Now I'm, like, stuck with... You know, I said to myself, you know, if I just get myself a clip, I'll just give my wife the fuse that I have. But I just can't commit to doing that yet. but I loved it.
You can't commit.
I should. The clip is just freaking awesome.
Did you have
a
clip
why.
Plus? I can't remember.
I had a clip plus. I did.
Yeah.
The clip plus was the one with the micro flash
yeah.
card, right?
Yeah.
Man, if I didn't slam my clip, if I didn't slam my clit in the door, I'd still be able to play with it today. Damn it!
Play with your clit.
But I look at this, I look at the fuse, and I'm like, this is a really nice device. It's great. You know, I never thought I'd want to watch movies on it, but I have. But I haven't since I put the movies on it. And I don't know what the hell I'd want to watch on it. But it's just...
What don't you like about the fuse?
Yeah.
What don't I like about the fuse?
Yeah.
Nothing. I like the fuse a lot. I just like the clip a little bit better.
Okay.
A little bit better.
You like your clit.
I don't know what it was, Dave. I don't know what it was. Just the size of it was just wonderful. I thought it was perfect.
That's something I don't like about the fuse. It's just wide in your hand.
Are we recording?
Yeah, we're recording. Why?
I'm recording.
Oh, just wondered. Just wondered.
I got a case for it. And the case has a belt clip attachment. And it just makes it so...
A belt clip?
Yeah, a big and bulky then. Like, I had to take the belt clip attachment off. It's just not... You know what? Huh. It's a great device. It's just not the clip. Damn it.
Then you should give it to your wife. Go buy one, man.
Then I gotta transfer all my
music back over. I like that expensive.
No, they're not.
my clip is still going, man. It's great.
I miss my singing.
Slam it in a car door and see how well it goes.
Yeah, well, you know. Roll over and I'll
read the
car.
I miss singing your stuff, man. That was good stuff. Remember
what are you talking about, Joe?
The Insignia MP3 players that you had, and I had too. I missed it. I missed them. They were good.
Now, are they the same as the gigabit stuff that Radio Shack sells?
I don't know. You mean the Insignias? Or the...
Yeah.
I'll have to look. Huh. Cause that's where they're at, then I want to go buy one, because I liked mine a lot.
They look similar. I don't know if they're the same or not.
I like the Insignia. I like the clip a lot better, and I like the fuse better than this Insignia.
Really?
But it was a good device. Yes, I do. I like the form factor of the Insignia was nice, but the fuse and the clip are just... They're like... I don't know what more I could ask for. Like I said, the clip I like better than the fuse, but the fuse, except for the size, I don't know, and the size isn't really even that bad overall. It's just, I don't know. Sorry, go ahead. I don't mean to monopolize.
All right. What? Anyway.
There's a new conference starting. You hear about this?
Is there?
Linux Fest 2010 in Austin, Texas.
Really?
On April 10th. Yeah, go to texaslinuxfest.org. This is a new one.
Nice. I'll have to mention that to Judy. She should go. Not that she'd ever use Linux, but...
Call for papers now, so if you want to do a talk, this is your chance.
When's it going to be?
April 10th in Austin.
I hate Radio Shack's website. It's trying to find that MP3 player Dave's talking about.
What are you talking about?
Anyway. Well, he's... Talking about Radio Shack has a MP3 player that was similar to the Insignias.
Just in looks. I'm guessing. I didn't look at the Insignias. I knew you had one, but
It could be. Maybe it could be the same.
On my part, they're similar.
Portable music. There we go.
You get all your shopping done, y'all?
Pretty much.
I didn't get my shopping done for you, Dave Yates.
Radio Shack is a 2 gig clip plus for $34.99.
That's pretty good.
GigaWare, 4 gigabit video
GigaWare,
player.
GigaWare.
Looks like the clip.
Now, do you have to punch an old lady in the face to get that price, or they just give it to you?
Give it to you. That's what it looks like, anyway. The GigaWare looks more like the clip.
Okay.
Hello, is anybody there?
Yep.
Take it back. Are they going to take it back at this point?
Yeah, the
Oh.
Who are you talking to, Dan?
It's a good question. I would like to know.
Oh, I didn't have the mute on. And then I turned the mute on, and I just,
No,
my wife just... My wife just got home from shopping and brought dinner.
So you start a sentence, you stop mid-sentence, you mute it, and then you come back like a minute later.
Sorry. I've tried to do too many things at once.
You sound like you got a little bit of overload there.
I do. I tried to come out here in the other room, and the daughter's playing the Nintendo, and it's so freaking loud. But she wanted me to tell you all Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to her.
Merry Christmas. I had to send my Wii back to Nintendo. Yep. 25 months old. The DVD players quit working on it, so I tried the lens cleaning route, and that didn't work. But it's like $85 to send it back.
Was that a warranty?
Yeah, it was out of warranty.
Did you get it back yet?
No, I just sent it last week. It'll probably be another couple of weeks.
We have a PlayStation 3,
right?
$85,
including shipping, and you get a... They fix whatever's wrong with it, and you get a new warranty, so...
There.
It don't work.
How long's the warranty on that? Yeah.
1 year.
Oh.
Y'all seen Avatar yet?
No.
Freaking awesome movie.
You have seen it.
Yeah, I saw it in 3D. I haven't seen an IMAX.
It was good.
You see it?
No, not yet. I'm going probably Monday or Tuesday.
Wait, you're telling me it was good, or are you asking me?
I'm asking you.
Oh, it was freaking phenomenal. It's a beautiful movie. The story's good.
Yeah.
But just the effects are just out of this world. They were beautiful.
Cool.
Both of my daughters loved it.
What person described it as National Geographic on acid?
That's a pretty good description.
Fern Gully.
Fern Gully?
Fern Gully.
Where did you get
I've
that
heard
from?
It described as that.
No, I can see that. I can see that. It's very, very blue and green.
Yeah. I think I'm going to switch to a cable connection. Stupid Wi-Fi is just...
Well, speaking of movies, I finally got around to seeing G.I. Joe.
Did you like that?
You know what? I would have liked it more if they didn't call it G.I. Joe, if it was just, Assault Force Recon or some shit like that.
It was a good movie.
Awesome. The effects were great, and it was put together really well. But I don't know. I don't know if the whole G.I. Joe thing worked, you know?
Why not?
I don't know. It didn't feel like G.I. Joe.
No.
Yeah, I agree with that.
They gave the whole G.I. Joe thing just, like, cliched, one-line, lip service kind of stuff. And the rest of it was just like an action movie.
Yeah, I mean, it was a great movie. The movie was put together very well. The effects were awesome.
I didn't like that G.I. Joe was an international peacekeeping force. No, yeah, they're real American heroes.
That's too PC, man.
They referred to...
Yeah, that was definitely PC.
Yeah, we want them to be insensitive Americans, you know? Just kicking ass.
We want to fight for freedom wherever there's trouble.
Yeah, we're Americans. Fuck yeah, you know?
A real... Yeah.
Hi.
Don't do that.
Kids.
My kids are in bed.
Team America, fuck yeah. That's all I have to say.
You know, but I loved everything else about G.I. Joe. I mean, I thought... I loved the whole movie. I was... Snake Eyes was and Storm Shadow were awesome.
Baroness was hot. You know, that actress that played Baroness, I've seen her in real life. And she
I
like
the theme.
In real life. She looked hot.
The Baroness theme was really cool.
I didn't like the underwater battle. I don't know. Maybe it's because I saw it on my television and not on the theater. But
You need a better TV, Dave.
I need a bigger TV. TV's just a nice
Maybe it's because you're old and have no imagination.
Yeah, that could be it.
That could be it, yeah.
It was like playing with action figures in a bathtub.
Yeah.
You see that right there?
It's not supposed to be realistic.
I didn't say it wasn't realistic. It just reminded me of the whole underwater Jar Jar Binks Naboo scene or something. I don't know.
Well, I can see what you're saying.
What do you got against Jar Jar?
I don't have nothing, really.
The Jar Jar fanboys are going to come down on you, man, if you be careful, you know.
He was a fine ambassador, eventually.
Jar Jar Binks. But definitely, are you going to see it in IMAX, or are you going to see it in...
No, I think the closest IMAX theater is like 2.5 hours away from my... They're building
right,
one about
6 miles
away.
Are you going to see it in 3D?
Yeah. There's a digital 3D theater around. Well, the movie's not wasn't filmed digitally, was it? Or was it? I guess it had to have been.
Is Avatar digitally filmed? Yeah. The wife says yes, and she knows about all those things.
Okay.
Pat, you said you had a rant tonight, but we'll hold on. We'll let Dave finish his thought.
No, it's just finishing the sentence. It's not a fault so much. There's a theater close by with a pretty big screen, and that Texas Instruments DLP stuff is probably the best around, but it's not IMAX. Yeah, they're finished.
Cool.
Oh, you know what? One last thing about movies before Pat goes with his rant or whatever. When I went in the theater, I saw a display for Clash of the Titans, the remake.
And
I thought to myself, you know, of all the movies that would have a remake, I completely forgot about Clash of the Titans. And
I
can't wait. I like Clash of the Titans, unlike Joel, and I'd like to see what they do with the remake.
Yeah. Clash of the Titans? They can have Boobo.
Flash Gordon sucked. That's his.
Oh yeah, the
another
TV
remake
show,
that was
awful. The TV show was
oh,
awful.
Oh, was it? Oh, it was horrible.
The only good thing there was some hot chicks in there. That was about it.
Yeah.
I'm having another.
One more thing about movies. Response to something in the IRC, and I'll let the wife do it because she's got.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Joe.
Hi, Aaron.
Oh, somebody's saying, new Karate Kid movie. I just read today that, it's Will Smith's kid, and he's going to be learning Kung Fu, not Karate, and Mr. Miyagi is going to be Chinese, not Japanese. So it's not even Karate in the
no
Karate
way.
Kid. Isn't that retarded? Isn't that...
Remakes.
I know.
Retarded.
I was going to say that, but I restrained myself. It is.
You don't have to.
The Karate Kid is not even learning karate. and that's stupid. That's all I had to say.
Yeah, I saw that.
Fail.
Yeah,
fail.
A little bit about that on the Sportsnet. Some ESPN show that was on at the bowling alley.
Yeah, it's Will Smith's kid. I mean, I'm sure he's a cute kid, but it's like, you know, he's not an actor. He's just some little kid. I don't know. Anyway, it's failed before it's even out of the gate.
Totally.
Okay, that's all. I'm going to eat my burrito, guys.
Avatar.
I loved it. It was wonderful. And you know what? Avery can't sit through a movie to save her life, and she was just glued to the screen.
Now, was that a bladder buster movie?
Oh, yeah. It's 2 hours and 46 minutes.
That's pretty long.
Yeah, it's, you gotta drain the, you know what, before you go in there, because it is long. But the kids were just, they were just transfixed by it. They wanted it to keep on going. They didn't want the movie to be over. So.
Cool.
Yeah, I can't watch IMAX. They make me barfy, but the 3D was worth it. It wasn't like the, you know, Spears flying at your face crap. It was just depth of field that was really cool. I hear somebody's kid.
Yeah, it's
Liz. Yeah. Usually it's mine that's yelling, but that's not mine. No, it's really good. Go see it. James Cameron is you know, he everyone always thinks he's going to fail, but it's a really good movie.
He's a talented director. I mean, he's done a lot of great movies in his time.
It's the plot's like Dances with Wolves meets Fern Gully. I mean, you know, it's definitely one of the plot is not the, it's the visuals you go to see, but it's really good. I gotta finish my dinner, guys. Have a great night. Have a great Christmas, everybody, and take care, okay?
Merry Christmas.
All right, bye-bye, guys.
Merry Christmas, Harris.
I mean, you talk about the movies that James Cameron did. Let's see. Do you like The Terminator? Yeah, I like The Terminator.
Yep.
Alien?
Aliens.
Did he do the aliens?
He did Aliens, too. I mean, two isn't also. Both
first one was Ridley Scott.
Wait, didn't James Cameron... Wait, Cameron didn't do Alien, right?
No, that was Ridley Scott.
Ridley Scott.
I don't think so.
Yeah, and then let's see, James Cameron, he did Terminator.
Wait, fail!
Two.
Fail.
Titanic.
Titanic, which wasn't a horrible movie, if you get past that it was like, you know, cheesy and became a ridiculously big hit. What else? The Abyss?
And you get past Celine Dion.
Yeah, well, that's minor.
It's a soundtrack.
The Abyss was good. I like The Abyss.
It was filmed in South Carolina.
I want to watch the new Transformers tonight.
Didn't he film North Pole?
North
Pole. Parts 1 through 6?
No, that's Peter North.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I want to see that new Transformers.
With Gary's, I knew what Dan was talking about.
Yeah,
was
I. Hey, Alan.
North Pole. Hey, Alan. North Pole. Finally,
I was more just the driver. I finished shopping a while back.
So you didn't punch any old ladies.
Alan was Jeeves.
No, I didn't punch anybody.
Home just Jeeves. Sweet.
All right, Pat, now it's time for your rant. Sorry, Joel's talking.
Sorry. Go rant, Pat. I'm sure it'll be cool.
Well, I think my rant of the day is I think Pulse Audio sucks, and I think we
need
to pass it by now. You know, the experiment has gone for far too long. It's time to admit that it's a fucking failure and that every implementation sucks. And the guy who runs it, anytime anybody tries to talk to him, he's very negative and tells you you're an idiot. So I think this is the plan to get audio sorted out in Linux. What should happen is Canonical should hire Paul Davis, the developer of Jack and Ardour. And Jack should become the default sound daemon. It's doable in a regular user environment. Now, Jack is very powerful. The thing about Jack is you're able to route audio between applications pretty easily. You get a little front-end app such as QJack Control, okay, and any application or device, okay, that comes in that's an audio device that's enabled, that's Jack-enabled, you're able to pipe music back and forth between the different devices and different sound inputs and outputs, and it's pretty amazing. Do you guys remember, let me ask you a question. You remember Linspire? Remember Linspire?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, Linspire was supposed to be geared towards newbies coming from Windows. Okay, and I did a review of it when it first came out, and for what it was pretty good. You know, going back so many years. And Linspire actually used Jack. Okay, and that was a distribution geared towards noobs coming over from Windows. So it is possible to do an implementation of Jack that's all set up and ready to go, and that regular, ordinary mom-and-pop users who don't need to dick around with audio settings, complicated audio settings, could get working and they could listen to their music and whatnot. So Canonical, hire Paul Davis, you know, have him work on Jack, implementing Jack as the default sound daemon in Linux. Let him obviously still do development for Ardour. That would be nice. And everything will be worked out within a year, I bet you.
Wait, they are doing that? Are you saying they should do that?
This is my suggestion.
I never knew why Jack didn't take off more than it did. I never quite got that. I know that initially configuring Jack, if you're setting it up on some systems where they didn't take care of a lot of the work for you, can be pretty tricky. But other than that, I've used Jack in the past, and I thought
I
it was
use Jack
excellent.
On my audio recording setup, where I have I'm using Ardour for my recordings for my podcast that we do. And I use it for the backup for this, and I also use it for the Myth TV cast. And the quality is excellent. You know, it's very good. You're setting up Jack, you could use QJack Control. Okay, and QJack Control, you open it up, and it's got like a little window with about 9 buttons on it. Start, stop, quit, status, patch bay, messages, and connect. Okay, you go to the connect button, and it opens up a new window. And on the new window, you have audio, MIDI, and ALSA. Okay, I picked up a little, I've been trying to, like, play around with audio, and I'm starting to get into, like, Ardour. I've been using it for a while, and kind of want to learn how to actually do some music recording with it and everything. So one of the things I wanted to do was I wanted to get a MIDI-capable keyboard, nothing too fancy, you know, something small, portable, that I can do MIDI with. Now, MIDI, you know, it's mostly keyboards, but there are other instruments that are MIDI capable. And what it is you can have a software-based synthesizer and control have all different sounds going through the MIDI keys. And there's actually a bunch of software-based synthesizers in Linux. If you go to like the Jack website, they have a listing of applications that use Jack. And it's pretty powerful. If you listen to the Open Source Musicians podcast, which is a great podcast that Dan Wirt and Guitar Man do, and some other people that are on there, it's a great podcast. You know, it's geared towards musicians, and you listen to what they use, and it's all about the Jack. It's all about the Ardour. You know, Rose Garden is very popular. There's a whole bunch of different applications that everybody uses. So if you're a Linux person and you're a musician somewhat, I suggest you listen to that podcast. You know, you can go to their IRC channel, and you can talk to other musicians / Linux geeks, and you could get all sorts of good information. So Claudio M, who's actually in the IRC right now, he is a keyboardist. He plays keys. And I talked to him. I told him, you know, I wanted to get something low-end keyboard, MIDI capable. And he suggested an Akai LPK25 MIDI keyboard, which is pretty small. I mean, it's I don't know, maybe 19, 20 inches wide. It's small. It's got small keys. But it is touch-sensitive. It's built very well. You can get it for new for about $70 if you go to, like, any of the music stores. It's MIDI-capable. It seems, looking at, like, MIDI keyboards with some of the Linux ones, it seems that the problem is some of them require, like, a firmware to load in. But the Akai that I have doesn't have that. It's just plug and play. It's USB based, and it's automatically detected. So what I did was I got the keyboard, and I installed the ZinAd Sub FX, which is a jack enabled software synthesizer, and I fired up QJack Control. I go to ALSO, and I see the device listed, and then I see on the left hand, if you use QJack Control in the connections tab. You see on the left-hand side, you see readable clients, output ports. And on the right-hand side, you have writable clients, input ports. So on the left-hand, you'll have like any devices that you might have. And on the right-hand side, you should see jack-enabled applications. If they're running, you should see them in the list. And there's little drop-down arrows. You click on it. So what you do is you just drag over. You go to where the keyboard is. Okay, you should see it. And you just drag over to where the application is. And then it creates a connection. So what this does is my keyboard is now inputted into the software application, ZinAd Sub FX, and I can play keys on it. I can play my keyboard sounds to it. So it works pretty well. Here, you can give a listen. Check it out.
Pat's having fun. So is I.
That's
pretty cool, man. So, like, you know, you got basically a full synthesizer, and you could go have at it, man. And you got a little MIDI synth, and this is all in Linux. So, you know, you could set up a system that's, you know, jack and Arduino based, and you can get some applications that's able to run it, and. As long as it's Jack-based, they should be able to communicate with each other and everything.
I like Jack.
It's awesome, man. It's amazing. It's really powerful. You could do a lot with it.
However, here's the problem I see.
Let's hear it. What do you got?
Good night, Joel. See you later.
And if Dan already said anything about it, I apologize, but... Don't you think Jack's a little bit complicated for the common desktop user?
You know what, though? You could set up a fairly simple implementation of it that just works.
You don't want to have to do a replacement for QJack Control, though. I mean, I don't think QJack Control can be pretty complicated.
I remember using WinSpire, and it wasn't complicated at all, you know? By default, you'd have the... it'd be running, okay, and you would just play like a music player, and everything would just work, okay. You didn't have to do anything special. You didn't have to do any special routing or anything, you know. So it is possible to do a simplified configuration out of the box that most people could use, you know. And for the people that want to do more complicated stuff, they can.
Yep.
It's doable, you know. And let's be honest, man. You know, Pulse Audio in theory sounds great. It just hasn't delivered, you know? You still hear about people having audio problems.
Well, and every week, I fight with it, just trying to get an asterisk.
I don't know. Am I pissing into the wind here or what?
No, I don't think you're pissing
into
the wind.
Well, I agree with you.
I think, and I agree with Joel to an extent that Jack can be pretty complicated, but I don't think it's any more complicated than when Pulse doesn't work. Because when Pulse doesn't work, that is just a nightmare to try and get functioning. And what I was going to add to the conversation when Pat rambled on, which was good what he said, I was going to add that when he was talking about the Open Source Musicians podcast, which is an excellent podcast, Klaatu did a couple of a series shows on audio applications. One was QTractor, and
right.
QTractor
which
is
similar to
Arduino.
It's supposed to be very good.
Synthesizer, and I tried that out, and that uses Jack to do that stuff, and it works really good. In fact,
how about Hydrogen?
You know,
that's the drumming
machine Hydrogen's
application?
Fantastic.
Great application.
That uses Jack. It seems like all the audio, the more professional audio applications all use Jack, and I've always wondered
why
Jack didn't
take off. There's a good reason, because it freaking works, that's why.
Jack is great.
It works. That's why they use it.
Why did they ignore Jack?
Who? The main distros?
All the distros. Every distro like seemed to just ignore
question.
Jack.
That's a good question. I'd like to know.
I think Jack's been, I mean, I don't know if the word marketed is right, but when you hear about Jack, you always hear about it in the context of, like, this is the Linux Pro Audio Tools. You know, you hear about it with a real-time kernel, and you hear about it with software synthesizers. You don't hear about it as far as, you know, day-to-day desktop use. And you're right, Pat, and I agree with Joel, too, that it is complicated, and you will need a set of sane defaults, you know, out of the box.
Definitely.
for it to work. And it is doable. But, you know, Jack does seem to be already there as far as, you know, everything you really need. It's just, I guess, getting it implemented and people rewriting applications. But no, I don't disagree with anything Spencer.
It's not that difficult to do. I mean, you know, if they could deal with Pulse Audio, they could deal with Jack. And Jack, the power of Jack is you're able to, you know, take output of one thing and route it into something else, you know?
Yeah. And I've messed around with it, but most of the how-tos you even see about Jack are all in the context of, you know, Pro Audio, and you need to recompile your kernel for a real-time kernel, or, you know, you need to install your distro's real-time kernel. It just seems like it's, you know, it's,
you know,
it is Pro Audio
about
Pro
a real-time,
level.
The thing about a real-time kernel, Dave, is that that's really geared towards someone who's doing recording, okay? Audio, decent, high-level, good-quality audio recording. They want to do a real-time kernel, okay? You want low latency, okay?
Yep.
But for like, just regular, everyday use, you don't need a real-time kernel.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying about, you know, the marketing part. I mean, it is, and that's the wrong word. But when if just your everyday Joe goes out and reads about Jack, they're going to read stuff like that. And, you know, not that it can't be simplified or having sane defaults, and you don't need a real-time kernel. But I think that may be one of the reasons that it's been maybe ignored by some distros. I don't know.
You know, I use for the MidTV cast, I use a distro called Studio 64, which is a Debian derivative, okay, that's geared towards audio people, okay? All that crap is in there by default, you know, real-time kernel, all the audio applications that you need and everything. It's all in there, and it's all set up already. Okay.
Yeah.
You know, you go in, you set up a couple templates that you'll use for whatever, you know, say a rock band recording or a podcast or whatnot. When I turn my machine on, my audio setup, I'm recording within like 2 minutes, man. It doesn't take much at all. You know, you do a few minutes of reading, you know, you read about what it does. And, I mean, you know, Ardour is like one of those applications, like, you know, like Blender. You open it up for the first time, and you're overwhelmed by what's there.
Yeah.
But if you read the tutorials, and you take your time, and you go through it a little bit, little by little, eventually it starts making sense to you, and you can pick up on it. And
that's the problem right there. You got to read.
But that's for, like, high-end stuff. Okay, if we're talking about just a regular user, you know, a regular simplified setup is doable, I think.
Yeah, and it would need to be done because, you know, the whole QJack control thing, if you're not used to that kind of thing, it's, I don't know, sort of conduit-esque. Remember conduit where you drag and the whole virtual patch bay thing, if you're not an audio person, that's a bit confusing.
It's too difficult for a regular user. I mean, yeah, I almost have to come up with a simpler QJack control.
Oh, you would.
No, some of what QJack does.
There's no reason you can't set up a control that just has beginners, intermediate, and experts.
Exactly.
As choices
a simplified
on
interface.
Right.
I mean, Zine has been doing that for as long as I've ever been using it. Defaults to beginners, and you set it up, as, you know, expert, you get all the choices. You set it up as intermediate, you get some more. That's all that has to be done.
You know, for this MIDI controller, for this MIDI app, you know, for the software synthesizer, you know, I open it up, okay, I see my apps and I see my devices listed. What I do is I go over to where the keyboard is, I left-click it, and I drag it over to the software synth. The connection's made. That's all I have to do. Now Now the MIDI keyboard is controlling the software synth. That's all it is. It's working. Well, it wasn't rocket science. It didn't take much at all, you know?
Yeah.
If they took the time that they invested in Pulse and put it into a easier front end for Jack, we wouldn't, you know, that...
It would be done. It would be over.
Yeah, the issue,
right.
The issue of if it's too difficult would be easily solved.
Mrs. Gorkon is home.
She's like, arr!
So Mark Scheller, hire Paul Davis, and our Linux problems will go away for once and for all.
Right.
Our Linux problems or our audio problems?
Our audio problems in Linux will go away within a year, I'd say.
Right.
Speaking of which, man, we should get Paul Davis to do a talk at one of these shows, these conferences that we go to.
We should get Paul Davis on the show.
We've had him on the show.
Yeah.
Oh. Damn it.
Again.
When do we have him on the show?
It was actually the day that my wife was giving birth to my son, my oldest son.
Was I there?
And you weren't there.
Not at your your son's birth.
Yeah, see, we had a show, and I actually called in.
You're kidding.
No, everything was done.
Your wife must love you.
Oh,
well,
yeah,
I wasn't on very long. 5 minutes I was on.
That was episode 191. That was a long time.
Something like that. Yeah, it was a long time. Yeah, we're talking like 6 years ago.
But a lot has happened. We should have him on again.
Yeah, I think we should have him on. He's great. Paul's excellent. The guy, you know, when you talk about a rock star developer, that guy is a rock star developer, man. They had him on recently on the Open Source Musicians podcast, and he did a very good interview with those guys. And unlike some other podcasts that I won't mention, they didn't ask him fucking retarded questions. Followed up by an advertisement for a Microsoft product. But that's that.
What are you going to do?
Exactly. He was on a great podcast. He was on an Open Source Musicians podcast. If you're into music, you're into Linux, man, go listen to that podcast. Great, great podcast. But at conferences that are coming up, like Self or Ohio Linux Fest, I hope that someone who's really knowledgeable about the Linux audio stuff could do a talk, you know, and educate people on what the capabilities are with the Linux and the audio and what can be done. Dave, you're open to having somebody come down to Self and give a kick-ass talk about audio production on Linux, right?
Yes, we are.
Yeah. I'm so Paul Davis, maybe we can get Paul Davis or somebody else from that community to come in and do a talk.
That would be great.
Maybe if he's, you know, financial issues, he could stay at Dave Yates' house.
You know what, man? He lives down by Philly, so if we swing by Link, maybe we can go get him.
There you go. But then he'd have to drive with Dan Fried. Dan Fry, and, you know, that guy's got problems. I don't know what's up with that guy, but he's like, even all the Linux geeks shun him. He's evil.
He's a little too normal.
Nah, he's a nice guy. He's a great guy, actually. Yeah. We should get him on the show one day.
Dan?
Yeah.
Dan and Dan?
Yeah. LX is all about the Microsoft losing its battle with the Word patent. I don't know. What'll happen?
What are you talking about?
LXer. I was just saying LX is all about Microsoft losing the Word patent appeal. They're going to be an injunction against them to sell Microsoft Office over the patent infringement that they have. All that says to me is they just haven't paid off the right person yet. It's going to take a lot more money.
I thought that thing was up in like last October. It was past October. So I guess they lost that, and then there was an appeal, and they lost that.
Apparently. That's what it's saying here. I'm reporting just by looking at the articles.
I'm relying on you because I'm not looking at them.
All right. U.S. Federal Appeals Court upheld the $290 million U.S. judgment against Microsoft in a patent case launched by Toronto-based i4i, Inc., and issued an injunction that will prevent the sale of its popular Word software. The injunction is set to go into effect January 11th against U.S. sales on or after that date. So it's still being upheld.
Just U.S. sales. This is a Canadian company.
Yeah, go figure, huh?
They're going to have to sell off the shelf January 11th now.
Yeah, apparently.
Yeah, you're right. They just not paid off the right person yet.
So, I don't know. That's like, what, 20 days away or so? 25 days away?
Yep.
Maybe. We'll see what happens. They'll pull it out. They'll just have to drop a couple hundred thousand dollars in somebody's pocket.
Just by eye for eye.
So, we got three of the Android guys on here.
Peter 64, turn off now.
Yeah.
Have you lost your love affair with Android?
No.
Oh, okay. I was getting worried there. The way you started off, it sounded like you were exacerbated and you're about ready to throw it in and buy an iPhone.
Are you kidding me? Please. Anyway. No, I mean, the Android 2.1 equipped Nexus 1 with the Snapdragon 1 GHz processor. 512 meg of RAM and ROM storage. Possible invite only. I mean,
invite
I don't know
only
if you
for
guys
what?
saw about that.
Invite only for what?
For the hardware?
Well, it's rumored that when the Nexus One is available January 4th or 5th, I'm hearing, the handset will only be available to invitees only. Now, I'm assuming that they're talking about developers, maybe.
Maybe they just figured out a way to one-up the whole Apple elite crowd.
Well, the other rumors is that it's going to be sold by both Google Direct and by T-Mobile. And it's going to be no contract, at least on a if you buy it from Google.
And what it is, Joe, it's replacing the G1 as a default developer platform. That's all it is.
Well, actually, well, they already have that. They have the ADP1, which is the G1.
Yeah, which they were selling for like $400 until like a couple months ago. They were selling it for like $400. Or you could have gotten it to any old T-Mobile and got it for like whatever, much cheaper.
And personally, I think that's really the way it is. I think people are blowing it out of proportion. But I hope the rumors are actually right, because some of the rumors I'm hearing that this handset will be $199 from Google with a $100 rebate.
That's a pretty nice deal.
Which makes it $99 for an awesome phone.
Yeah, and it would outstand
3.75 inch OLED.
T-Mobile has month-to-month now. You don't need to go into a contract for anything.
That's
true. You can do a month-to-month deal for like $60, I think. So
actually, they have an unlimited deal with no contract for $79.
Yeah, so it's pretty good.
And that's unlimited minutes, unlimited
data.
I'm doing
60 in a year contract. I'm doing about $60 a month. It's supposedly unlimited,
yeah.
But I'm locked in for a year, which is going to end in June.
But Either way, the phone itself is a hot phone. I mean, it's gonna be as good as or better than the current iPhone. Better, in my opinion. But that's
I have a question.
iTunes.
And I think I've asked this before.
Yeah.
But if you go out, like, let's say you go out and you buy a Droid, an older one or just a new one, and it's not locked to, they're not locked to a service provider, and you pull out your SIM card.
Droids are all locked.
Well, the Droid is CDMA on Verizon. Verizon and
right.
Sprinter are CDMA, whereas AT&T or T-Mobile or GSM. GSM phones,
correct.
You just swap out the card. It should work on any network.
Right.
Oh.
Now this
so
one
if,
won't.
If you bought one with that had
the Nexus
with CSM,
one will only work on
you could use it on like AT&T if you wanted, right?
Well,
the
Nexus one,
the 3G portion is not the same between AT&T and T-Mobile. The edge.
Yeah, Alan's right. Yeah, you could run a Nexus one on AT&T, but you would not have 3G.
It's the same deal as the G1.
It's confirmed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what would you have? I mean, would you still be able to use
edge.
All the stuff?
No,
well,
it's usable.
Yeah, you just have edge speeds.
So AT&T's
right.
Edge is slower than...
Edge is slower than 3G.
Yeah.
AT&T uses
way slower.
T-Mobile's going to 4G next year.
AT&T uses both.
Yep.
He uses Edge and 3G.
So how come if you had a 3G iPhone and you put it on AT&T, you can't use 3G?
No. It's just a different frequency.
No.
3G is just
the Nexus one.
Well, yeah, but 3G is just a range of frequencies. AT&T
right, okay.
is slightly
right.
different than T-Mobile's.
And that's why they
yeah.
won't work together.
That's why you can't use
right, the Nexus one, in order for it to run on AT&T with 3G, it would end T-Mobile with 3G. You'd have to actually have what they call a quad band phone, which would include AT&T's 3G band.
This was a simulation.
Right
Dan,
now,
you remember the Open Mocha,
yeah.
the Free Runner? They had the same
right.
yeah.
issue where they produced it and it only worked on three frequencies. Two of which were like the European-centric
right.
frequencies, and the two other ones were the North American frequencies. Well, they were missing one of the main North American frequencies. It's kind of like the same deal.
So do all
oh,
the,
it's a ship with a 4 gig
oh, cool. Firefox
micro SD card, too.
On me. How nice.
So do they have to, do you have to, like, does Verizon have to be on a different frequency than AT&T?
Verizon
well,
is completely
yeah.
really different.
Verizon CDMA.
No, okay,
technology.
Does T-Mobile
technology.
Have to be on a different frequency than AT&T?
No, there was just that's what they decided. Because they all want to be different.
Oh. Okay.
They don't want you to
right.
be able to take your phone, buy it to T-Mobile and go to AT&T with it.
Why do all my phone calls drop right. on AT&T all the time?
Because the network sucks?
Because of all those iPhone users.
Is that it?
All them damn iPhone users, I tell you.
I need to
it really is.
AT&T.
I mean, even AT&T, they're trying to tell iPhone users, don't use your iPhone. Seriously.
Yeah, but I don't think that's all completely true. There, I think they squandered all the money they got from the government to build these networks, and they just haven't done shit with them once they put them.
Well, they use what ISPs used to use, where they assumed not everybody would be on at the same time. So
they haven't even taken that into account. They just haven't kept up with they haven't kept their network up.
Right.
So they don't have to worry. You know, they rather than improve your network, we're paying back dividends and you know being profitable.
but that's one of the probably the biggest Android news in the last few weeks. It's just that Nexus One. I mean, even if the rumors are incorrect, it's still going to be an awesome phone.
You know, these keyboardless phones that have like the software keyboards, they're nice and everything. They're thin and everything. I don't know. To me, I would have to play around with it for a while to decide whether or not that the keyboard, virtual keyboard, is useful enough to me. I like having a real keyboard.
I think the G1 screen is too small to really use the on-screen keyboard well. But a bigger screen like the this one has, I think it'll probably be fine. At least for me, anyway.
It looks like a nice phone. It looks like a real nice phone.
Yeah.
We're getting better
displays. A QR code on the back of it?
It looks nice.
Yeah, the QR code's actually kind of neat.
What is that?
It's on the back of it.
That's specific to that phone, right? It's like a serial number?
No, it actually goes to www.android.com/holiday.
Okay.
Yeah. So it just goes to the Android website. I scanned it with the barcode reader. So.
Well, they were running specials for a while with Detroit. You would buy an Android for $191, and then you can get the HTC Hero, what they call the Eris, which is the Hero.
Yep.
For free. That's a pretty damn sweet deal. They're running that for a while.
Actually, I've been seeing off and on through banners.
Get one free.
Yeah, well, I've seen the Eris just offered for free.
Yeah, by itself. Yeah.
No other phone needed.
There's specials that pop up every once in a while.
Yeah.
If you go trolling like the Android specific,
Verizon can do that now, right? Because even if you drop your service, they're still going to get, you know, at the a month before your 2 years is up, they're still going to get $120 from you.
So. Yep. What are you talking about, the ETF fees?
Yeah, the new early termination fees. Yeah.
Yeah, they raised them up a bit.
It's $375. Because I know when I bought BlackBerry, that came up with the 375
right.
one.
Because the handsets cost more, and it's true.
Yeah, but they're raping you for that shit.
I agree.
They've got their money.
I still agree,
if you
though.
Look at how much money they make off you in the course of a 2-year contract on it. They've made their money on the phone.
Right. Oh, and
that argument only—that argument only holds up if they only sold 100 of the damn things.
I thought they were supposed to drop the early termination fee. Not drop it, but I thought it was supposed to go down.
Is people want that.
Who the hell wants an early termination fee?
Well,
yeah.
By holding you with the early termination fee, they will give you a cheaper phone, so you'll pay less for your phone. Because their
right.
argument is people don't want to pay full price for a phone.
After 6 months, your phone's paid for. I don't care what anybody says.
In most cases, yeah. Within a year, your phone is paid for.
Yeah. Before your first year. I mean, especially if you have a phone with data on it.
Yeah, so
which
so
my wife got dragged kicking and screaming into the smartphone world.
Joe, when's your contract?
Are you using a Windows CE phone?
What are you done?
Huh?
Let's all
talk
about
each
other.
October.
Of next year.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm up in June, though. I'll probably get something new.
Yeah.
Something, you know.
Yeah, me too.
A little more beefy.
I might get it before that.
Wait a minute. How are you up in June? I thought you were in another contract. You only go for
I'm
a year?
I'm on a year.
He only signed a year.
Oh. Yeah, I'm up in July. And when I'm up in July, I'm going to beat my wife with my phone and run off into Verizon.
You're going to go with Verizon?
Get a Droid.
No.
I want to get a Droid. I don't know if I'm going to get one. It depends
well,
on
Well, supposedly, there's going to be the GSM version of the Droid on T-Mobile. What do they call it in Europe? The milestone. It's
the milestone.
That's what they're calling it in Europe. The milestone. It's the Droid, basically. So I don't know,
right.
man. I've been pretty happy with T-Mobile. I have to say, I've been pretty happy. I know Link is about them to no end, but I've been pretty happy with them.
Right.
The wife says I'm getting a track phone.
Now, my wife got a
track phone.
A BlackBerry flip.
You're getting a burner, you're going to like it.
Two track phones.
Yeah.
One for the meth dealer.
Track phone.
The other for everything else.
Well, you're on T-Mobile, Pat, or you're on Verizon?
I'm on T-Mobile now. I used to be on Verizon.
Your wife
and I was
on T-Mobile?
On AT&T. My wife is still on AT&T. She does the pay-as-you-go on AT&T. She doesn't need that much.
Okay.
She doesn't need a lot, you know, and she's pretty happy. Honestly, my usage of, like, actual calling is pretty darn low. I'm in for it for more
data,
than
though.
The data plan. That's what I use it for, the data plan.
See, and that's another rumor, too. With the Nexus One, it's rumored to be available with a data-only plan and be completely VoIP.
I think that's bullshit.
I don't think you're going to see
me
that
too.
Yet.
Well, it doesn't make sense. I mean, I actually tried when my Wi-Fi problems were happening here tonight. I tried tethering it and running Asterisk over the T-Mobile network. I think it was blocked. I couldn't get through. But. I think that's gonna be a really good phone. There's more Android phones coming. Plus,
yep, the Sony
more on the Android
the Sony X one is coming out. That looks to be a nice
right.
one.
Right. That looks like a nice one, too.
Yep. That's going to be a high-end one.
But the other Android news of the week, almost forgot, but the Nook, which is the Barnes & Noble e-reader, has been rooted. And
so what is,
they've run
so
a
what
full
is
browser
it
on
it. You can install a whole bunch of different
basically same as Cyanogen. So, and the Droid has been rooted too.
Yeah, but they really don't
what's
have a whole lot
Cyanogen.
Of them to do
what's the point of rooting the Droid? I mean, the whole point of rooting the G1 was that, you know, the hardware was very limited and you could do a lot more by putting a
Cyanogen
mod on it.
You can't run apps to SD on a Droid.
So
and you'll still run out of storage space.
What's the limit on storage space, Alan? On the Droid.
You know, I have no clue. I don't have that much stuff on there, but I really don't know.
Yeah, but Cyanogen,
I thought I had the same amount of ROM.
We have basically as much space as we've allocated on the SD card.
Yeah, I have 2 gigs.
Yeah, I got a 16 gig card in mine.
Well, I should say I have 2 gigs for programs.
Yeah, I have 6 gigs for programs on mine.
Let me see if I can find the Droid specs real quick. Hey, there's a good comparison in that article. Posted 6 hours ago. Comparing the Nexus, iPhone, and Droid specs-wise.
You know what the best thing about the Droid was? The Droid has raised the bar on hardware for these phones.
Oh, yeah.
The thing that jumped out to me with the Droid was the freaking display looks amazing. And you know what?
It's gorgeous.
All the Apple iPhone, you know, fanboys and shit, you know, this is good that there's competition because this lights a fire on the Apple to get their shit going, to improve their product, to make it better. And then when Apple comes back with a better product, all the Android phones are going to come back with something better. So it's good that competition.
Okay, here you go.
It's a good thing.
The Droid has 512 meg of flash for its OS image. That's double the G1.
That's about better.
I still think it's a little low.
Yeah. Install.
I think it should be a gig.
Nice, man. Yeah, I think a gig is
either
be
a gig.
I agree.
Or they should go up to 16 or 32 like the iPhone. I mean,
so the
prices are comparable. Why aren't they
run off cards? Well, it's all internal, right? There's no external storage.
Yeah. I mean, why are we paying the same amount for a phone with less storage than the iPhone? Besides it being better. It's a better phone. No question. But...
yeah, I'm curious to see, like, Holton says the Droid 2 will have 8 gig. I want to see the second revision of the Droid. What the second version is going to have. That might be the one to get. That's probably what I'm leaning towards right now. The second version of the Droid.
And the keyboard is okay, except for it's too flat. It needs to have bubbles on the keys.
Al, do you have issues with the
bubbles on the...
You know, I don't really use... I use the on-screen one more than anything.
Really?
Because I'm just very used to using that.
Sounds like you need to sell that phone and get one of the other ones, then.
No.
Yeah,
the
Nexus.
I like my phone. I just don't use the on-screen hardware keyboard very often.
Really?
Because normally I'm holding the phone in one hand and I use the keyboard with, you know, I use one finger for the keyboard. Cause that's just the way I'm used to doing it.
On my G1, I use the keyboard for everything, man. I like the keyboard on the G1. It's awesome.
Oh, if I'm chatting or it's the messaging, keyboard.
Now, there are some apps that you download that, you know, there's a terminal app that you have to use a keyboard for. The IRC app you have to use a keyboard for. But for just like email and stuff or instant messaging or, you know, texting or whatever on there, I just pop up the on-screen one and go with that.
Yeah, Claudia says, I'm sure, like, the EPC keyboard is just something to get used to. I don't know.
Yeah. That's all it is.
I mean, it makes sense. But, I mean, the G1 has a better keyboard. That's my opinion. From playing with the Droid here and there, you know.
Well, when the time comes, I'll check out all the top line ones, and I'll go with the one I like the best. You know, the plans are very important to me. You know, Alan, now that you've paid like all the initial crap off, how much are you paying a month? How much is the plan on Verizon?
I won't know till the next month actually, because I put Carolyn's on last month, so that threw me for a loop right now.
What did she get?
Yeah. She has a BlackBerry.
Okay.
Why can't she go with the rest of the group and get a Droid? What's wrong with her?
Nah.
Is it some kind of like Tim McGraw special?
That's the reason she got it, actually, because all of her friends, her Timmy Touching friends, have one. But yeah, she's a BlackBerry addict.
Is it Alan?
Yeah,
one?
What's that?
I got a question for you.
Okay.
I don't, but the wife does. Hold on.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
Hey, Alan?
Yeah, how are you?
I'm good. I wanted to know if your wife was going to buy you the McGraw cologne for Christmas.
I
do.
What's it called?
She has bought that stuff. It's not for me. It's
the McGraw cologne.
I saw that tonight when I was out shopping, and it made me think of you guys, and I wondered if she couldn't have Tim, if maybe she could make you smell like him a little bit.
No, I won't wear that.
I'm sorry.
Fix it on the box.
She'll just put the box like over your face. I'm sorry. I'm being mean. I did see it and it made me think of you. So whenever I see Tim McGraw,
you can smell like the Indian outlaw.
You can smell like a bald head under a cowboy hat. I don't know. That's all. I'll let you guys get back to your show. Good night.
Good night.
I'm sorry, Alan. That was unacceptable.
Is Tim McGraw bald?
No, it wasn't. It was funny.
Does he have a toupee?
No, I don't think... I don't know that he's bald. I don't know, to be honest with
you. How funny would it be if it was?
Let me ask the wife. No.
He's an Indian outlaw.
Bald or not?
He says he's not bald under the hat.
Okay.
He's not bald.
He's got good hair.
How would she know? Did she touch him?
Yeah, she's a Timmy toucher, remember?
She has she touched him and hugged.
Ooh.
Actually, a Timmy hugger.
Oh, that's an elite class.
Uh-oh. New term.
Now it's been on the ground for a while. an elite group.
Elite group. L-E-E-T.
Now, she has spoken with Tim McGraw on a few occasions, yes?
Seen him 20-plus times.
Have you ever met him?
I'm sorry. I was just informed on February 1st it'll be 30 times. 21st, I'm sorry.
Awesome. Have you ever met him?
30 times. Have I? I've been with her when she did the hugging. I took the picture.
I bet you he's a nice guy, though, isn't he?
You know, from saying hello, I don't really know.
You see his wife, so would you be a nice guy to have that waiting for you at home? I would be the greatest guy on earth, man.
Yeah, I have to imagine he is, but I wish, like I said, it doesn't make no difference.
So what does Dave think?
I don't know.
Dave doesn't like women.
No, floating around somewhere. I went to go up to Mohegan Sun up in Connecticut to the casino up there. And the first time we go up there, we check in, we get in the elevator on it, and it stops at the next floor. And who gets on the bass player from the band? He really likes the bass player as well on it. And it was the first time. And the next night, going down to dinner. We get in the elevator, and the elevator goes down one floor, gets on it. Bass player gets on again. So I got the camera this time. So we go downstairs to get a picture. My wife is white as a ghost on it because she met the, oh, my God.
Well, you know what it is name. About bass players, man? They got thicker strings, man.
Got thicker strings. But the picture is hilarious because my wife looks like a ghost, like she just saw a ghost. I mean, completely colorless. Yeah, she's a stalker.
Stalkerazzi. Yeah.
She wants to buy the latest and greatest camera that she can fit in her bag, so I get the old one.
There you go.
They had two outages at the BlackBerry this week.
Whoopee-doo. You know, you talk about that, though. No, my wife just got a BlackBerry. She got the Pearl Flip.
Now, was that paid for work, Ryzen. Or she got it because she liked it?
She got it because she liked it. She
well,
wanted
she
a BlackBerry, but she didn't want... She wanted a flip phone. So that's why she got it. And, I don't know who it affected... The BlackBerry outage, that is, but my wife's phone was squawking every 5 minutes last night with the email during the outage time. So, I don't know where they're talking about.
Now there was
an outage. Wasn't in my house, anyway.
On that note, Dan, are we going to play an intermission song?
Yeah, we'll play an intermission song. Hold on.
Let's do it. How about something Christmassy?
Play the 12 Days of Christmas by Link. Christmas
time, you know what? I don't know where the 12 Days of Christmas by Link is.
I think I have a copy floating around.
If you do, upload that to the server. I'll play that at the
okay,
end.
Okay, I'll upload it. Hold on. We're playing this. I'll upload it.
Damn. You didn't hear that, did you?
What was it?
It was me busting ass again.
What the hell do you eat for dinner, man?
Burrito.
I was gonna say, like, that's anything new. I don't know. Christmas Carol's my nan.
Alright, let's see here. Alright, I'm going to cut over. Forget how I did this before. Mute us and then play this song. So, any last words before I play the intermission? Is this really by Black Sabbath?
No, it's not. It's some comic. Some comic.
I didn't think it was.
I do have the 12 Days of Christmas, so I'm gonna
all right, go ahead. I'll upload it, and I will play this in the meantime. Sorry,
Dan's whistling.
Guilty as charged.
His ass was whistling.
Yeah, definitely. Dan, I uploaded the 12 days of Tech Show Christmas.
Okay.
We'll play that at going out.
You guys, I don't need to ask Pat, but, did the rest of you guys listen to Floss Weekly?
<Episode 100?
laughs>
I stopped listening to that a lot.
It was good. You should listen to it.
Had some decent episodes. I just don't like Microsoft products being advertised on a Linux show. I think it's lame.
Not advertising a Microsoft.
Well, I agree with
He's
you.
Advertising a Ford. It just contains a Microsoft thing.
You know what? Is that Sync product? I heard them talking on Twitter that it was an open
source
product.
It's developed by Microsoft.
I heard it was an open source product.
It's going to be open sourced.
It might be. That might be the case.
What about the 100th episode?
Oh, it was just good.
What was it about?
Well, yeah, Chris DeBona on it. We talked a lot about the history of the show. How it went from Floss Weekly to Floss Monthly to Floss Yearly.
Well, I give Randall credit, man. He brought back that show from the dead. Or the semi-dead.
Yeah.
He did.
I mean... Say what you will about Leo.
Even if he is wrong in saying that, you know, Floss is, you know, Linux is a small portion of Floss, while in fact we know that Linux is the majority of Floss.
I wouldn't say it's the majority, but I'll say it is a...
It's a good portion of it,
part.
Man.
Yeah, it is definitely the biggest part. But there's an awful lot of other Floss code out there.
Well, hey, listen, you can listen to it if you like. I choose not to listen to any Twit network shows.
Good for you.
That's my that's my choice.
That's right. Because Pat hates freedom.
I don't hate freedom. I like freedom. I love freedom, man.
I just don't like commercials. That's why I quit lately.
Exactly. Bullshit.
Speaking of, speaking of commercials, when are we going to see another lot of Linux links?
Yeah.
I recorded two this week, but decided not to air them. So it'd be
what gives you the right to decide what we want to hear? How dare you take away our freedom?
I'm letting it ripen. About there.
It's a podcast, not a fart.
interviews, were they?
One of them was supposed to be, but it didn't work out, and I'm going to talk to you guys about maybe having that person on this show instead.
Who is this person?
Person's name is Tara Spalding. She's with Groundwork Open Source and Monitoring Forge.
We don't have women on the show. You know better than that.
We've never had a woman
That'd
on the show.
That'd be a good one, actually.
You've had a woman on the show before.
Beth
yeah, that'd be awesome.
She had the month of Beth Lynn.
Go ahead, Leslie Hawthorne.
Who did?
And we had that,
Yeah, we did.
Oh, that RSI chick.
I didn't know what we you were talking about. I didn't know if it was the we as in us or the we as in you and your little lot of Linux links over there.
No, I don't refer to myself as we.
What about Lynn?
What about Lynn? Joe, I was joking. I know we've had women on this show.
Unlike Dan, Dave does not talk about himself in the third person.
Or Dan farts talk about himself in third person.
You're farts, man.
No,
they
Dan
just
has,
have
no,
a
Dan
life
has
of their
a second
own.
Person. It's just a robotic second person.
I'm thinking about going to season format when I come back in January. Be like season.
Are you serious?
No, I'm not.
It'll be season 2.
Season 329. Well, I have a Linux pledge for next year. I'm going to try to learn how to actually use Blender. That's my Linux resolution
Blender.
For 2010.
Uh-oh, that means Cloud 2's going to love you.
Well, So he's taking up keyboard too. So, and they're forming a band together, aren't you, Pat?
Blender band.
Yep, we're doing a prog rock band, man.
your first video will be done completely in Blender.
Yep. I'm gonna get the Flock of Seagulls haircut, man.
Yeah, he can do Linux Still King.
Matt's gonna play the guitar and synthesizer, and Klaatu's gonna play the skin flute.
I thought that was Peter 64's job. Skin flute. Jan, are you farting again?
I'm here.
No, I'm thumbing through a book. The Illuminati trilogy. I'm smelling it's a new book. It's got the new book smell. Did you ever read the Illuminati trilogy?
My Kindle has the new book smell.
Did you ever read the Illuminati trilogy by Anton Shay? Robert Shay and Robert Anton Wilson? It's a really good book. Good three books,
bitchin'?
Actually. What?
I'm going to read the...
Is it bitchin'?
Fiction.
Yeah, science fiction.
Does it have pictures?
You can't understand the fiction.
It's the ultimate conspiracy book. It's really good. It's about the Illuminati and all that. Law of Fives.
How about it's real?
Aleister Crowley. Mr. Crowley! Won't you ride Joel's white horse?
Pop a few beers into Dan and watch him do some karaoke.
Dan's...
it was fun to watch the one time we did.
Dan's post-show karaoke. Y'all who have Stream Ripper running should, post that somewhere.
I have a couple suggestions for Dave as head of the executive of the self-committee. They need to get a barbecue truck. You need to get a barbecue truck parked outside for lunch. If not
KFC.
Exactly outside, around the corner, if the hotel people have a problem with that. That's one. And two, we need to have a post-conference karaoke session so Dan can get shit-faced and go up there and sing and think he actually sounds good.
Hey, you know what you need? You know what else you need? You need your daughter to come and stand at the door and scowl at everybody in horror.
Yeah. Hey, KFC,
you all see it.
Yeah, it was on Kindles. If it was on Oprah, it had to be itself.
The hell are you talking about, Joel?
Did he say Oprah?
I
don't know what he's talking about.
I'm talking about... I don't know what the hell I'm talking about either.
He just, blurt something out about Oprah and Kindles. Chris Kindle
Mark.
Is Oprah going all Kindle now?
Grilled chicken.
Is that the deal?
She had that special.
Did they have to pay $20 million to do that?
I'm sure they probably did. But she probably
didn't
tell you the truth.
An electronic subscription to your faux magazine?
You know what? That's not even on it. Surprisingly enough.
Does the Kindle 2 do pictures? Does it do graphics? Is it black and white?
Yeah, it does, actually.
Can you
do you have a Kindle 2?
Yeah, I do.
You just got it.
Oh, yeah, that was your Christmas present to yourself. Because that's Christmas is all about. You're giving
it to
yourself.
You got a Christmas present for yourself. I bought my MIDI keyboard. So, what are you guys getting for yourselves?
Nothing.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Merry Christmas to me.
I got a PlayStation 3 a month ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, for my Ion box. It's a nice keyboard.
All right. It's the same one that's under there at Flink.
Because I use the remote mostly.
I want to get one of those new remotes that they have for the newest Link. I think it uses the same dongle.
Well, they have a separate remote?
Yeah, they have another remote, but it's just more like a remote size, but it has a trackball.
It works on the same dongle? Can you just get the remote control and not have to buy another dongle?
Yeah, $35.
Is it a new egg? Do you have a link?
It's on the DVR upgrade site that sells the link.
Is it the Adesso remote?
Let me find it.
What model number is it?
Man, this cold sucks.
Is it the, what is it, ARC 1100?
I don't know. They don't really have the model number. I'll paste it here in a minute.
Is it infrared? Well, the dongle runs off...
They call it Neuros RM518. For the link.
Delicious.
It's actually only $29.99. Probably be about $35 if you need the dongle.
That's gross, man.
That was not what you think it was. No.
Gross, man.
That was me making mouth bubbles. Whatever you want to call it. That was not what you think it was. No, that did not come out
What's
of the back
class,
end.
Man?
No, sorry. I forgot I wasn't muted.
Bro.
I was just making mouth noises. Sorry.
Can we make some pretty mouth bubbles with you, boy?
Yeah, but that's a pretty cool remote, though, right?
Well, you lost me when I was making mouth bubbles.
Sorry.
$30, that should work. If that uses the same dongle, it should work.
Yep. I'd really like to try that one. Because sometimes that's
like
all you need.
I like to try it
too. Yep. If you're just mousing around XBMC or Boxy, that's pretty much all you really need is right there.
Or Hulu desktop player?
Yep.
You know what I don't understand about Hulu Desktop Player?
What?
What, Dan?
Hulu. Now, I assume Hulu's got some money behind it, yes?
Yep.
NBC.
They got a nice chunk of money, right?
Universal.
Why is it I can go to AnimeFreak.tv and watch full screen Flash, and it looks beautiful and works beautifully, and they throw no money behind it, and if I go watch
this
something on Hulu, it looks like crap. It stutters.
I agree.
It the audio's good, but the video quality just sucks. But Anime Freak can do it.
The way they encode it.
Yep.
I don't know. Maybe they should hire those...
What are you watching on Hulu that looks like crap?
Everything I watch on Hulu looks like stutters like crap.
Hulu will go to Silverlight for us over with.
I wouldn't doubt it. No, I don't. I watch the same shows on... I would go watch Full Metal Alchemist on Hulu, and it looks like crap. I go watch it on Anime Freak, and it's beautiful, full screen, no problems.
Cool, I didn't know about that site. Okay.
Anime Freak's great. I don't know what the hell they're doing, because they keep changing their IP address all the time. So I don't know what's going on with that. I guess so. I don't know. But yeah, as long as you don't mind watching subtitles, if you don't mind subtitles on your anime.
Oh, my God.
No, they're not Turkish subtitles. They're all...
Turkish subtitles.
You could change the languages you want on there. There's like Russian and...
I love it.
I think German or something, or Spanish and English. I mean, that is an awesome site, AnimeFreak.tv. I mean, there's like... crap loads of shows to watch on there, and they always work. And it's just, I mean, they put a lot of effort into that site. It's easy to navigate.
AnimeFreak.tv.
Yeah, AnimeFreak.tv. It's all alphabetical. You can watch them full screen. You can pause them. You can skip around. Watch every episode in order. I just watched Valkyria Chronicles. I just finished it. Yeah, that was great. And I'm watching Pumpkin Scissors now.
AnimeFreak.com. Okay. .tv.
.tv, yeah.
Of course, it's on Sailor Moon.
There you go. They got all the One Piece up there, too, if you're into that, all 436 episodes. All the Narutos, Inuyasha.
For your Narutards.
Yeah, Wolf's Rain. We're watching Wolf's Rain right now too.
Any tentacle porn?
No, it's not. It's all PG-13 or, you know, we're not talking porn. You got to get your porn off of 4chan, like everybody else.
Nothing for the beatard.
Metalpocalypse. That's a great show, man.
You know,
I recently got into that show.
Yeah, that's hilarious show.
Hey, genius, man.
No, I don't think Metalpocalypse is on there. I don't think.
Brandon. What's his name? Brendan.
Frazier?
Nah.
No, the guy that does
the bass player's murder face.
No, I'm talking about the real life guy that created the show.
Oh, yeah, he plays all the music on it.
Small. Yeah.
I love the music on that show.
That's a good
band tours.
That and the fact you have to actually like put subtitles on in order to understand it. Understand the words.
Is it a J-pop man?
Brendan Small.
Jeff Lee's pop. Guess not.
No.
The band tours.
Yeah, I don't think they come around this way, though.
They were here a few weeks ago.
They were?
That's because where Alan and them live is the Sticks, practically.
Well, no, they usually play... If they play anywhere, they're going to play down in Philly or in New York.
Okay.
Some of the episodes are online.
I have an album, Death Clock.
Yeah, they're pretty cool.
It's a great show. I like it a lot. And of course, the Venture Brothers. That's a normal.
Oh guy. Yeah, who doesn't like the Venture Brothers? Joel probably doesn't know what the Venture Brothers is, do you, Joel? Joel?
Awful silent over there. We lost
yeah, Joel.
He's quiet. He's getting chewed out by the wife.
He's dead. Joel too. Hasselhoff Joel came home. He said, "Boy, I'm taking your woman and your teeth." And that was the last we heard of Joel.
Oh my God, I'm looking at the cameos on the Metalpocalypse Wikipedia entry. It has some cool names on there and cameos. Metallica, King Diamond.
King Diamond was on Metalpocalypse?
Yeah, Marty Friedman.
Was King Diamond as himself?
No, he played a bunch of different characters.
He didn't play the clown guy, did he?
No, he did Ronald von Mongolberg, employee 429, Dimmu Burger Manager, and the Blues Devil. Mike Patton, he was in there.
Who played the clown? Is it on there?
The clown is evil.
I'm a clown. I do cocaine.
He's evil, my clown. What's up with the Rasputin-looking dude on that commission?
Oh, there's the, it's a group of them, yeah. I'm not totally sure what those guys do. They're like the evil half to want to take over the world or bring forth a prophecy. But in reality, Death Clock is the prophecy or some shit.
The manager.
That's a little bit, I never quite. I mean, I've watched every one of them, and I get confused with those guys. They always want to infiltrate them.
I love the one where they adopt the kid.
chain him to the tree in the back.
awesome.
Did you see the one where they want to be in a Death Clock cover band?
Yeah.
No, I didn't.
They found out that one of the guitar players is in a cover band, a Death Clock cover band. So they all decide to do it.
Were they all in the same cover band then, or are they just in a...
Eventually they were, but what it was is they found out they were reviewing all the Death Clock cover bands out there, and they found out that Timo was in one of the bands, so they said, you know, screw that, we're all going to do it, so they actually started a new Death Clock cover band.
And Toki was the one that was in it.
Yeah, Toki, yeah. Funny stuff.
Wild names.
Murderface sounds like Beavis from Beavis and Butthead.
Cool. Yeah. I missed that show a little bit. Beavis and Butthead was funny.
Yeah, what was the last thing that guy did, Mike Judge? He did
King of the Hill.
Idiocracy?
Yeah. Idiocracy. That may have been the last.
That was the last thing he'd done.
Yeah.
Speaking of King of the Hill, that Brittany Murphy chick died, the one that did... Luann's voice.
Luann.
Yeah. That natural causes. Had nothing to do with the coke she was snorting the night before.
Yeah, really.
Who died? What?
Brittany Murphy. She did the voice for Luann Platter on King of the Hill, and she was on... She dated Ashton Kutcher, too.
Yeah, I think the latest thing is it was a prescription drug cocktail gone bad.
Oh, yeah.
Her husband, he overdosed like a couple months back, and they like literally resuscitated him.
That's the way Dave's gonna go in a bad moonshine.
It's a Hollywood
overdose.
Life. It's a Hollywood lifestyle, man. Those people, you know, that's what they do. They go to parties and they're shoving shit up their nose and sticking
needles
into
their arm. Drinking themselves silly.
That's their life, man.
Yeah.
That's what they're into.
Chris Farley was like that too.
I watched Animal House in HD last night.
Oh, yeah?
What a classic.
John
Belushi, man. He was great.
I'm a zit. Get it?
Yep. Classic. Kevin Bacon was in there. Thank you, Sam. We'll have another.
Call in. Have a beer. Don't cost nothing.
Flounder was my favorite.
Flounder. Yeah, he's skinny now.
Yeah, he's real skinny.
Stephen Furtick lost a lot of weight.
No. He was on Babylon 5. He's still heavy, but since then he's really skinny now, yeah.
Was, Veer?
Yeah. He directs a lot of stuff now, that guy.
Yep.
You guys playing cards. Yep.
D-Day was funny,
no way
too.
To live life, son.
D-Day was real funny.
Yeah.
Daniel Simpson Day. I have the double secret probation version of the DVD. Have you seen that yet?
No.
It's got a whole bunch of extra stuff on it, where they show, like, Boone and Katie, now that they're married together, and... Like, the second time they were married together.
That movie had a lot of stars in it. He had Karen Allen, who did Raiders of the Lost Ark. You had Donald Sutherland as the pothead professor.
Well, did the guy that played Niederbrand, did he do anything besides the Twisted Sister video?
No.
Nothing at all. Greg was in Spies Like Us.
Yep. Great, yeah, that's right. He was one of the KGB agents, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was one of the Russian guys, yeah.
Perfect guy for that.
Tom Hulce, he eventually did Amadeus.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a classic movie.
Didn't Zemeckis direct that?
That was
I think
Junkies,
so.
Wasn't it?
Yeah. No, Zemeckis.
Yeah.
Okay. John Hughes died this year, and that sucks. He made a lot of great movies.
Well, what was the last thing he did, though? Was it the...
I don't remember. He has been out of Hollywood for a long time.
Well, I mean, he did Uncle Buck and stuff, but I mean, that was a while back.
Uncle Buck, Ferris Bueller.
We did Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
Yeah, he did that.
That was Hughes, yep. I love that movie. That's still a classic, man. With another good guy that died, John Candy. Of course, he just ate himself to death. Wearily. Uncle Buck and, did he do The Great Outdoors, too?
He might have.
I don't know if he did that or not.
The old 96er?
Yeah. Oh, look at the maggots on that meat.
It's Man vs. Food. You guys watch Man vs. Food?
Yes.
That guy's going to have a heart attack.
Yes, he is. You see him do the suicide six wing?
No.
Suicide what?
Six wing. Like, wings that are so hot. The first time he tried them, he couldn't even finish one wing. They were so hot.
That's pretty hot.
They had actually had a like pure capsaicin in the sauce, and many habaneros, and one bite and he's sweating.
Have you tried them?
I don't know. I don't live in New York.
Oh.
It's in the Bronx is where those are at. Nope, but I had almost everything he's done here in Columbus I've had.
Oh, you went to that Dagwood place
sandwich.
With the sausages?
Yep.
You know, I watched that show, and I gotta say, some of the food looks really good on there, but like the episodes where they have like these sandwiches where they just throw shit on top of each other, that does not look appealing to me, you know?
No.
They'll have, like, you know,
well,
6 pounds of, like, cold cuts.
They have. And, I think they also put cream puffs on the buffet, too. Their cream puffs are really good, too. Fresh.
We might have to go there next year.
Yeah, I know exactly where it's at. It's real easy to get to. Real easy to get to. I also know where, the Thurman.
Do they
is.
Have like an unlimited buffet kind of deal? You crawl out of bed and go there and eat.
Yeah, kind of.
You might have to do that.
It's limited
that
time,
home,
so
the ride home might be rough though after eating there.
It's a lunch buffet, so it might be a place to go for lunch. Because I don't think they have it in the evening. I think they want you to order off the more expensive menu in the evening. There's also a great pizza joint in German Village called Planks. Real
pizza,
old place.
I love pizza. Because
that's what happens the next day.
That's right, baby.
Dan, what don't you love, man?
Liver. I don't like liver.
You don't like
I
liver?
I hate liver and onions.
Liverwurst is awesome.
Liverwurst is good.
I love liverwurst, man.
Liver
brown
and onions
mustard,
I
right,
hate.
Dave? Spicy brown mustard. Awesome.
Limburger cheese.
That's the only way
I
eat liver.
Limburg is good too.
Ugh.
Some sticky cheese and wine, man. Great combo.
I haven't had any good wings in a while. I need to go get some wings. Need to come up with my own recipe too. That'd be awesome. Do you make wings there, Dan, at home?
I've done it, yes.
Yeah. You probably put all kinds of special stuff in yours, huh?
Yeah, I gotta be careful what I put in them, because everybody gets upset if they're too hot.
Dan likes it hot.
You guys ever have blood sausage?
No.
What?
Or morcilla, as it's known in Spanish.
Oh, wow, 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 wow.
It's good.
I
really
know what
good.
You're talking about. JCD.
Or the first call it blood pudding.
Yeah.
It's good, man.
Hey, I got my chumby. My chumby one.
Did you?
Well, how do you like it, man?
I think it's neat. It makes a nice
hack
little radio.
Yet?
Excuse me?
Yeah. I said, did you do any hacking on it yet?
No, not yet. Right now, it's just running a little app called Chumby Spy, which is like just random webcams that it digs up off of Google.
Well, that sounds cool.
Actually, some of them are really neat pictures. A lot of
them
are live.
You do Pandora?
Pandora's on there. It's got a bunch of radio stations on there. You
Pandora
can put your own URLs in there if you want for radio. Like, I actually had the show on here earlier.
So it's just web-based
like
stuff?
I guess they're little JavaScript apps, I guess they are. And you upload them to...
Now,
you can either load them off of a USB stick, a USB port in the back, or you can, if you just want to do like private ones, you can upload them to their server, and every time you turn on the machine, it'll go on and get them for you.
Oh, that's cool.
Well, do you last their fam?
You know, I'm not totally sure. I'll have to look. Let me take a look.
You've got the new one that doesn't have the soft body, right?
Yeah, mine's got the hard plastic case on there.
That's your Christmas present then, huh?
Probably one of them. Let's see, you can do a squeeze box server if you have it. It's got an FM radio in there. Supposedly you can plug your iPod into it and get music off of that, but I think it only works if you have an older iPod.
What if you did like a thumb drive of music?
You can put a thumb drive full of music on there as well, yeah. Pandora's on there, Shoutcast is on there.
Now, Squeezebox, that's just a universal plug-and-play.
That's
media
like a server,
server
thing,
right?
Yeah.
Will it do other media servers? I mean, if they follow the same protocol?
Probably. I haven't tried it.
It's the iTunes protocol, right?
What's that?
I don't honestly know, to be honest
with you. It's not iTunes. It's the
NPPP.
Digital DNLA or... Digital Life.
Yeah. DLNA.
Yeah.
That's what the PS3 does, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm using this MediaTune server for.
The PS3 will do it, and so will the Slug.
I'd have to look, because the little media box I have here streams down to the PS3. I'd have to see about hooking it up and see whether it works off of that, too.
Will it do video?
It will do video, like flash video, but it's not, it's like 12 frames a second max.
Okay.
Like there's a thing on there where you can get some trailers on there. And I mean, they don't look bad, but they're not, you know, they're not full motion. They're sort of choppy. But the pictures on there are really nice. It's got a little touch screen, so you just tap stuff on there.
That's cool. Can that thing run anything other than the Chumby OS? Can it run like OpenWRT or something if you wanted to?
I don't know. Supposedly you can take this one completely apart and all the pieces are there. I think there's a 2 gig flash card in there as well.
Cool.
Throw them around your house and make a big mesh network out of them. Is that what you're thinking, Joel?
Yeah.
I'm just getting real sick and tired of my Linksys routers, the ones I have. I think I need to get a new one. Because the transfer rates are just... I've switched routers, moved things around, and I still can't get good transfer rates between two wired boxes.
Stop playing around with your channels.
Well, I'm definitely going to do that for the Wi-Fi.
Right? My wireless went to shit all of a sudden. I think I was getting hammered by a neighbor on the same channel. So I swapped it to the oddball channel.
That's what I'll have to do for the Wi-Fi, but I'm having troubles just between two wired ports.
Okay.
only get like a 300K transfer rate. So now, if now it's possible, I don't know for sure, but I might be getting a high def TV from my father-in-law that he's not gonna be able to fit in his apartment, maybe. So if I get that, then I'll move the numerous link out here. Then I'll just use that as a secondary NAS box too. That might actually cure some of the problems, because I think the Neuros OSD, which is one of the things I was using, it just doesn't have enough horsepower to drive the RSync. So, because what I'd like to do is have a terabit and a 750 gig hard drive, and I'd like to basically have one folder that synchronizes on a daily basis between the two. Save data in the folder. It's just going too slow. Plus, there's other areas. I'm even to the point where I'm thinking about getting at least a 1 gigahertz PC and building my own router with a PF sensor or something. Something that performs well. It doesn't die every day.
Ugh. Thank you.
Maybe I need to break down, buy a WRT54GL. Although I like a gigabit box, so.
That's what I would like.
Yeah, gigabit Ethernet. Yeah, me too.
Find somebody who can fall off the back of a truck.
Yep. They have a. One of the WRT routers from Linksys has a storage link built into it too. Hang a USB drive off the router.
Look, it's I-65 Slugs. North at Fern Valley Road.
Slugs are too slow nowadays anyway. I like mine, but it's just starting to get too slow. Or some things. You still use your slug, right, Dave?
No. I mean, it's still on, and I've got a 40 gig hard drive attached to it. I don't really use it for anything. It's sitting there. It is slow. It's just too slow.
Did you put Debian on yours?
Yeah.
I couldn't get it to work on mine for some reason. It was real touchy.
Yeah, it was a. I can't even remember. It was a whole process for installing that on there. For some reason, it was a timing issue that you just got to get just right. I mean, to flash the firmware, but that may be with just any OS
right,
you put on there. Though. That was the hardest part.
Yeah. Yeah, you got to get in the red, what they call red boot mode, I think it is.
Yeah. It's been a long time since I've done that, so I did it once.
So I'm running unslung now, and the kernel's just getting a little too crusty. They haven't actually had an update in a while, either.
I'm running Debian Stable on mine, so it upgraded fine when they went to Edge.
Cool. See, my only thing with running Debian on it is I'd lose the web interface, and I kind of like that for working with it. Keep it simple. I wish Linksys would make that box again, though. Like, upgrade it.
Yeah.
You know, put like
we
four
we need some
four
more
or five
lawsuits
ports
from
on
the
it.
Software Freedom Law Center.
Yeah, there you go.
What's the name of that device that the guy, Brian Smith from the Florida Ranch show had one itself? They plug in the wall, they look like little plug-ins. What are they thinking?
Oh, the plug? Plug or
Shiva
the
plug,
Shiva plug or the Shiva?
No, y'all have one of those, right?
Yeah.
You do?
No, I don't have one. I want one.
Okay. I mean, it'd be
no, the Shiva is the open version. Shiva's
okay.
The open version. I think the Pogo is a Shiva plug as well.
Okay.
And the Pogo one is supposed to do some synchronization of your files up to the cloud, which I don't really care about. I just want something really fast that, you know, that I can synchronize slash backup stuff to on my network. Dude, it's almost 11 o'clock.
Yep. Time flies when you're having fun, man.
Well, like I said, if I get that TV, I'll be moving the link onto the TV, and that'll do exactly what I want to do. It'll be more than fast enough. And I can probably just do it between two, just connect both drives onto it. And totally retire the slug altogether. Either that, or I could do something else with the slug. Like, you can actually run a webcam off the slug. Which, that might be a neat thing to do. Set up a little security camera. Wait, well, I think it's about it, guys. What do you think?
Yep, I say it's about time to wrap it up. We've been drawing on for almost 2 hours now.
What about next week?
What about?
I'm probably not going to be here.
Probably
on the 30th.
I
can be around, but... But, if we don't have a stream...
Well, if he leaves the stream up, we can connect to it. As long as, like, more than, like, one of you show up, I'm okay.
Oh, I can definitely be here.
I'll be here.
I'll do it. Let's do it, then.
Yep.
I'll run it. Dane, just leave the server up.
All right, I'll do what I did last time for you.
And I'll host it.
Cool. Yeah, I can probably be here. I'm on vacation, so...
Yeah, me too.
Nothing going on. Yay! Hopefully something happens between now and then. Maybe somebody will get us some cool DVDs and we can talk about that.
Yeah.
That's always possible.
Alright.
Present from my mom should be here tomorrow. Yay. Alright. Play us out.
Play that. Roll that beautiful beam footage.
Roll Link's beautiful voice.
Yep. Everybody, Merry Christmas.
Yeah, Merry Christmas.
Ho, ho, ho.
Enjoy your holiday, and we'll see you next week.
Happy holidays.
Bye-bye.
And here we go, Link's 12 Days of Christmas.
On the first day of Christmas, the tech show gave to me a Linux distro on a CD. On the second day of Christmas, the tech show gave to me two Skype phone calls and a Linux distro on a CD. On the third day of Christmas, the tech show gave to me three geeks a chatting, two Skype phone calls and a Linux distro on a CD. On the fourth day of Christmas, the tech show gave to me four blogs of blogging, three geeks of chatting, two Skype phone calls, and a Linux distro on a CD. On the fifth day of Christmas, the tech show gave to me Dan farting. Four blogs of blogging, three geeks of chatting, two Skype phone calls, and a Linux distro on a CD. On the sixth day of Christmas, the tech show gave to me six computers running Dan farting. Four blogs of blogging, three geeks of chatting, two Skype phone calls, and a Linux distro on a CD. On the seventh day of Christmas, the tech show gave to me seven bits of playing, six computers running Dan farting. Four blogs of blogging, three geeks of chatting, two Skype phone calls, and a Linux distro on a CD.
Wow, this is getting long. How about we move along to the money verse? On the 12th day of Christmas, the tech show gave to me 12 podcast casting, 11 Slackware updates, 10 fingers typing, 9 kernels compiling, 8 CDs burning, 7 bits of playing, 6 computers running, ooh, Dan is farting, 4 blogs are blogging, 3 geeks are chatting, 2 Skype phone calls. And a Linux distro.
Search of computers.
Can we talk about multiprocessing?
Can we talk about Beowulf clusters?
Can we talk about Web 2.0?
Just talk geek to me.
Just talk geek to me.
Hey, it's Deep Geek. Please come check out my podcast for my take on all things geeky. You can find us at www.talkgeektome.us. That's www.talkgeektome.us. Thank you.
Just talk geek to me.
So we can paint anything we want?
Anything at all.
How about if I paint your fine ass? Yeah, with my tongue brush. Shut up. Just shut up.
Daddy has a gun!
It's over.
Yeah.
Skype. When was the last time we actually used Skype?
I don't know.
It's been years.
A long ass time ago. When's the last time you had a Linux distro on a CD? I'm booting off a thumb drive all the time now.
Yeah.
Quick question.
What's up?
I got one of those Microsoft things for the this box here.
What, the remote and the receiver?
The light flash. But I get no response.
Where do I look?
Everything else seems to be working. I can change channels. You know, if I go to a channel, I can get it to change and everything.
So you're saying that the blast is working?
The blaster's working from the myth side. It's just the remote's not. It doesn't seem to be doing anything with the remote. It flashes.
When you say
on the little box.
You mean when you try to use the remote to go through your like menus and shit? It's not working.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, that's it. It doesn't move the menus or anything.
So it sounds like your blaster script's working, but your remote is not working.
Yeah, that's what it seems. So,
yeah, you need to find the right remote file. It's etc/lircd, lircd conf file.
Okay.
What are you running, Ubuntu?
Yeah.
I think that's the file you need.
The script over on, or not script. Yeah.
What kind of cable box you got? The Motorola DCT?
Yeah, the DCT 700.
If you're running Ubuntu, you could go into the control center, Alan. The Ubuntu control center, and define what remote it is. It should do it automatically.
Yeah, I've got it set up to be the around with a couple other ones to see if something else maybe slightly different.
That should work out of the box if you set that. It'll update the configuration file.
I took the script off of the there's a help ubuntu.com /community.
The script is easy. You set it up as you put it in user bin.
Yeah.
Once you got that's fine. But for the remote, you gotta have it set correctly.
All right, let me play around with that.
Microsoft USB.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the one you need to select.
Cool.
Like I said, it changes channels from the the blaster works if I change channels manually. You know, with
you see,
keyboard.
You got the hard part working, man. You got the hard part.
I just
got to
get the remote part of it.
The easy part, you didn't get working.
Yeah, well, that's usually the way it is for me.
You're like so in a temperature.
I got a good question for you guys. What's a good program to do a Wi-Fi survey of the area to see what other channels people are on? Is Wireshark good for that?
You mean from the desktop?
Yeah, or from laptop. I need to find out what all the other channels are around me so I can set mine for something near, you know, better so I get more reliable connection. I'd like to do it without having a...
Kismet!
The best scanner I've seen. Yeah, Kismet works.
That'll cool.
Let me see if that's
camp.
Out in the repos. Because this really sucks. I'm actually over. I'm using the Ethernet I usually have plugged into my NeuroS OSD just so I can stay connected.
Wouldn't you like to
know?
On
wire.
Wouldn't you like to know?
Thanks, guys.
You're
welcome.
Wouldn't you like to know? Wouldn't you like
I just never had. I never had the. I've heard of it before. I just never. Had to use it before.
Like
been fairly lucky around here.
Alright, well. Everybody have a good Christmas.
You too, Alex.
Is that Doba you're queuing up, Dan?
Doba.
I would never queue up Doba.
But it sounds
Wouldn't
like
you like to know?
And with that, I'm going to get out of here because Doba's.
You better run. Run to the hills!
Would you like
to everybody
know?
Have a good holiday.
You too.
Merry Merry.
Good night.
Night night.
And would you like to know? Doba.
Oh no.
Yes.
You guys demanded this.
Doba.
Best song ever.
Best song ever. With the best worst echo ever.
No, like, I wonder if the echo gets recorded. I don't know.
I hope not, because I was hearing myself throughout a good chunk of the show.
All right, y'all, I'm going to bed.
Good night, dear Davey. Merry Christmas.
I'll see you later.
Well, no, we'll see you before then. We'll see you before the new year.
Yeah. All right, y'all, later.
Bye-bye.
So long, Dave. I forget what this one sounds like. What's the...
Uh-oh. Do I want to hear this?
This one's called Well-Oiled Will. I don't remember this. Hold on. I played it at some time.
Well-oiled ass? It sounds like every other Doma song. Ass.
Innovative.
Here's one for you.
get cold.
Oh yeah, it's Muse.
Dude, it's like trippy.
Damien. In his outhouse, Davey in the Honda.
Would you like some candy?
Goes booming and blows.
No chime.
Davey.
Would you like to know? Would you like to know?
Do you want me to play one more Doba song?
Go for it, try.
No.
Alright.
No, why not?
I'll try this one.
Would you like to know?
I'm not gonna play one of those 12 hour songs, man. Holy crap. Somebody playing with their pussy?
Yep.
Nice kitty.
Kitty's pissed right now. Kitty wants down. You ever get a fishing rod for your cat?
A what?
Fishing rod for your cat.
Fishing rod?
Yeah.
For your cat?
Like yeah. Got like
how
little stuffed fishes on the end of it.
Oh. I thought you meant like a fishing rod your cat would use.
No. Cat fishing. Kind of like couch fishing.
From now on, we should just play Doba under the whole show.
There you go.
We have
Doba record Linux backwards.
You've had music playing during this show, and it literally went off for like an hour.
Oh, I remember that. That was
mistake.
Doba Fest 2010.
Hot.
3 days of Doba.
Hot buttered Doba.
Hot buttered Doba.
This goes out to Peter 64444 5555. Doba Eternal.
Sounds like the old tech show with all the farting and burping. Damn farting!
Damn farting!
Oh, there you go, that's a good one.
We don't get enough email anymore.
This time he farted on the microphone. Ugh.
Smell delicious.
Aren't you glad that's not...
That's the one thing I don't think about, not being in the same room with Dan. Dan's thinking of that.
Dan making the paint peel. Ugh.
Hi, puppy.
Hello, my puppy. Come here, puppy. No, she don't want to.
I wouldn't answer the last time I was on your lap. I'd run like hell. Never come back. Joe was probably like, here, kitty, 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 kitty. You want a sausage?
Meow. Hi, puppy.
Meow.
Doggy. Good doggy.
What are you fucking the dog now?
No. She just gets pettin' them. Give her kisses. Doggy kisses.
He's putting peanut butter on his cock.
She's not kissing me there, asshole.
You got what?
Homeless, that's what?
I didn't hear what you said.
She's not kissing me there.
I'll put the peanut butter on. And she will.
I don't need some peanut butter on anything. That's
you should play Doba for your cat.
So Doba makes your kids cry.
Tasty Doba. Tastes like chicken. Smells like shrimp. Alright, that's the end of that song. What the hell was that?
Oh. My dog.
Alright, I'm done with Doba. And I'm done with this recording. And I'm done with this echo.
Kill it.
There, the echo's gone.
That's annoying.
There you go, the echo is gone.
It is. Alright.
Alright.
Sounds like it's coming from me. Why, Pat? Why?
I'm having fun here, man.
Testing. How could that be? Testing. How could that be? How could I have turned off everything and it's still recording? I don't understand. I don't get it. Hello? Can you hear
still
me?
Still here, man. I hear you fine.
Testing. 1, 2, 3.
You sound peachy.
All right. I don't understand. I'm not going to complain. Not yet. Alright, let's see. Let's get the rest of this shebang up on Craigslist here.
Everybody.
Is anybody else coming?
I don't know. Al said he's going to run late.
Oh. I never knew girls existed like you.
That was pretty good, man. This is
that you on is that like a real synthesizer?
It's just a MIDI controller. It's just a little keyboard that's all MIDI. And the synthesizer is all software based. It's just, I'm using this ZinEd Stuff FX. And there's a whole shitload of pretty cool sounds in there. That's pretty good, though. I just started playing around with it. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, that is nice. Where'd you get that?
the keyboard I got, the MIDI keyboard I got in the music store, the software is all Linux stuff. People are always bitching about like their audio and shit in Linux. You should all switch to Jack, I think. We could rant about that. I'll talk about that for a bit. You got anything to rant about?
No, I got plenty I can rant about, I guess.
Oh, yeah. Drinking beers, Dan?
No, I'm not drinking anything. I just woke up like 10 minutes ago.
Are you freaking serious?
No, that's serious. I fell asleep when I got home. Honest to goodness.
I'm gonna get one of the haircut like the guy from Flock of Seagulls. Do like the one finger keyboard part.
All right, let's see whether I can.
Did you ever see that show, The Bands Reunited?
No, I have not.
Oh my God, it was on VH1, and they actually got a bunch of those 80 bands back together, and one of them that got back together was Flock of Seagulls. It was pretty funny. Two of the guys were brothers. The guy with the hair and the drummer were brothers, and they fucking hated each other. It's hysterical. Tired from what?
I
don't know. Just tired. I'm doing good, dude. How you doing?
Hold on a second. I got an echo!
I'm thinking of starting a new wave band, Dave. I'm gonna get my hair cut from Flock of Seagulls. So yeah, I'll have like 20 keyboards in front of me.
There you go.
I'll do like the one finger keyboard parts.
1, 2, 3.
That doesn't it?
Yeah. What the hell's going on there, man?
Testing! How does that work? I don't understand! How does any of this crap work? I don't get it. Alright, I mute one thing, it does a different thing.
Don't so long have it down, huh?
Testing.
Hello.
Work in progress.
Now, what I'm trying to figure out is why all of a sudden I don't get any that audio coming back. You know, like when I play the intro music, like right now it's playing. You can't hear it, but it's being recorded, and it's not coming back, and I don't know why it's not coming back.
Thank you.
I don't know.
That makes
Showtime! How am I sounding, man?
Sound fine.
If you don't good, I'm on my cheap headset. Go figure. Besides, I work out here in the living room today. By my Christmas tree.
Yay! Why did your cheap headphones sound better than the more expensive ones?
I don't know. I think it's that crappy laptop. I'm also on my netbook too.
Sucking up your bandwidth.
Must be, I don't know.
One, two,
you guys off tomorrow? I am.
Oh yeah.
I've been off for a week.
Yeah.
I'm off on next
week.
Me too. Baking cookies tomorrow, yay. And wrapping gifts.
You know what? I gotta say something, Joel.
What?
What's her name?
Good night, everybody.
Good night. Judy?
That was my son.
Yeah.
She's freaking pretty looking, man. Holy man.
Isn't she, man?
She live in Ohio?
Oh, Texas. She's a Texas girl.
Damn.
Ugh. Yeah, she's too good to us. I love that jacket I'm wearing in that picture. Although it gets a little cold in Ohio to wear that, just that. I'd love to get Tech Show ones like that. But, man, $140 a pop.
It's
got
to be red, what it is.
It's
a little
Tech Show, and that's what she... the setup cost on the embroidery is like $250. So there's one that's not even one coat. That's just setting up the embroidery.
Dan's equipment's gonna fail at some point.
Right.
Oh, that's nice.
Chatting
with Link last night. This guy ain't gonna be here tonight. That's all right.
What's that?
Link.
Yeah, he's. I don't know if he's traveling or what.
Yeah, he said he's going to New York. But I got something. I bought an Amazon Kindle too. DRM go to hell, I don't care.
You hacked it?
I don't know. Actually, there's a good article on Engadget about DRM being stripped.
Yep, I saw that.
Ooh, I might have to read that and see if I can strip some of it off of what I got. It works great on Linux. It just mounts as a USB storage device. So, we'll talk about it on the show a little more. I listened to that shot of Jack talking about that too, which is quite interesting too.
You know, I subscribe to this.
I like
the
it a lot.
Shows aren't showing up.
Are you using the Aug feed?
Yeah. Oh wait, let me look at it.
I'm getting.
Oh, there's two new ones in there. Okay, I'm getting them.
Yeah, the feed
was shot
at Jack. Feed.
Yeah, for a while their feed was.
Yeah, they had
lazy.
A problem. Yeah, when they first implemented the Aug feed, there was a little bit of a problem with it, but it's been solid lately.
They figured it out.
Yep.
No, if only Dan could figure it out.
Yep.
What's this do?
Ain't no funny days down in the bad.
That we're supposed to hear? And I see challenges
of Linux they thought it
bound to show. Just sit right there, cause the gallon's just about to begin.
I want a Nexus One, we'll talk about that too.
This has gotta be.
Anybody drinking? I am.
Huh?
Whoa!
Belgian
ale. Drinking. I'm Double drinking
ale.
Diet Pepsi.
Diet Mountain Dew.
Of course, American. Diet Mountain Dew. It would not be Dave if it was not a Diet Mountain Dew.
That's good stuff, man.
I like Diet Mountain Dew. It tastes good.
I like the American, man. The Double Ale is quite good.
Oh, is it an ale?
Yeah, it's a Belgian ale. The only thing better than the double ale is the triple ale.
Oh, wonder if it would be... Holy shit!
Oh, we got
Tom,
right?
What
the
fuck are you doing?
Hold on.
I heard music too, intro. Oh, okay.
Yeah, I know we got... Is that an echo now?
Music.
Yeah, it is.
And an echo.
You like
all
that
right,
one?
The echo's off.
I don't care.
Testing.
How about a little organ?
We hear music, but we hear echo. Echo.
Sounds like Dova.
Dova Echo works.
Well, that's me, man.
All right, Luke, chill out.
You like this organ better?
Thank you.
My son's thrilled. He got his first bowling ball.
Oh, awesome.
All right, that's a rite of passage right there.
Yeah.
How
he finished the family league.
You got an 8-pounder, right?
Yeah, he got an 8-pounder.
What did he get?
It's red, black, and gold.
Oh, sweet.
Looks sharp, actually. Oh, I'm sorry. It's a 6-pound. He's correcting me.
Testing.
Yeah, we finished his first.
Showtime! It's a little thing to show my last fact.
Holy crap!
Hold on, hold on, hold on.
Ain't no funny duddies.
Oh my god.
How many times did I hear hold on? And I see channels of Linux State down there.
Bound it show. Just sit right there, cause the gallon's just about to begin. Ow.
Is it really that loud? We still got stuff coming back. How's that? Testing.
Are you on a keyboard test?
Yeah, I'm playing around the keyboard.
Testing.
It's a little thing tech show, and that's a fact.
Testing. Hello.
Hello.
All right, so here's the gig here. This, if I, how is this going on? I don't understand. This kills me.
Had an entire conversation with yourself, Dan.
Would be the first time.
I have two speakers on this USB device, and they're both labeled speaker. Now, I haven't changed a damn thing, but the audio from the show, from the machine that plays, is coming through to the line in. And if I turn on the line in, we have an echo.
You just take one of the labels off.
Yeah, that's
it. Doesn't
it, huh?
Say speaker anymore.
That's what that I need to do. All right, this is one. All right, I need to take the label off. Okay, the line in is. So if I switch it to the line in, we get an echo. If I mute. What is. If I drop this all the way down, we still get an echo.
If you don't like the cast, you can stick it up your ass. Ain't no fuddy duddies that'll let it get back.
But we can hear that.
For the stroll length, go direct to DLNGS.org. And IC channel is a LinuxLink.net. Bound Tech Show. Just sit right there, because the gather's just about to begin.
But if I do this. If I mute the speaker. It still comes in. Hello? We get an echo. If I mute that, why is it? Maybe that's not it. Maybe the problem is over here. How many different captures do I need?
There.
Is that still work? That works.
Freaking Wi-Fi.
Testing.
I'm echoing.
But this capture does. Oh! I see what that is.
Just rebooted a damn cable modem in the... Why? Hopefully that doesn't drop again.
Does that do anything?
Like being in space.
Does that do anything?
It's Dave in space.
The ace of space.
I saw the sign. I opened up my eyes. Yeah. I'm lame.
Does that do anything? Alright.
Breaking up the theremin now.
How about now? Can you hear me now?
Alright, so which one of these?
Showtime! It's a little thing tech show, and that's a fact. If you don't like it, get up your way.
Now we are.
Yeah.
Ain't no funny duddies that'll let it get back.
Hello?
Now we are.
For the stroll length, go direct to DLNGS.org. And I see challenges at LinuxLink.net. Bound tech show. Just sit right there, cause the calendar's just about to begin.
Come on.
1, 2, 3. Texas Rolls!
Thank you.
Big Ol' Showtime!
Okay. Alright. Well, I got something that works here where we can hear it. You guys still there? Can you hear me?
You still here? Let's do it.
like
got something that works here. You can hear me, but if I turn it on, it echoes. Oh, wait a minute.
Let's do it, man. It's 8:43 already.
Oh, it is?
Oh, he's been on with Alan. Alan complaining that he has to get up the next morning. I gotta get up at 4 o'clock. He said that. Meanwhile, I'm driving into work at 7. I see him on the road. So he's sitting around for 3 hours.
I wonder if this is the problem. What if I switch it to pulse? Oh wait, that's a bad idea to do that when I'm in the middle of recording.
Yeah, that's probably a bad idea.
Hello? Hello?
Howdy.
Well, it didn't seem to make a difference. But I'm not gonna dick with it again. Alright. Well, I got a way I can do this so we can hear what's going on. It just involves me muting us when we speak. Know what I'm saying?
Let's do it. Let's do it.
But what happened? Alright. Okay, here we... God,
what's
I gotta...
the damn show, man?
Gotta poop.
I got 5 kids to feed.
Wait, hold on. Ugh. Oh, goodness gracious.
I heard that.
Yeah. Alright.
Feel better now, Dan? You ready to proceed?
Yeah. Oh, he's going to be late tonight. Alan, I just looked at my email. Okay, 5. Are you ready?
Yeah.
You guys ready? Okay, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.